favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn, and we begin in Tel Aviv. People gathered and cheered as Hamas freed more hostages.
Masked Hamas gunmen paraded three male Israeli hostages on a stage in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross. Unlike the emaciated hostages released a week ago, these three men appeared to be in good condition. One released hostage is a 36-year-old American Israeli citizen, Sagi Dekel Chen. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The Justice Department is asking the courts to drop the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Scott McFarlane says this has been messy.
They finally made the filing. A prosecutor here in Washington, along with Emil Bove, the number three at the Department of Justice, submitted the paperwork in court. A judge will have to allow this case to be dismissed. There may be a hearing and hear some arguments before the judge agrees.
More than half a dozen federal prosecutors have quit over the department's directive to drop the federal bribery charges. The U.S. Army will no longer allow transgender people to enlist. Here's CBS's Michael Toscano.
The Army made the announcement on social media, posting it will, quote, no longer allow transgender individuals to join the military and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition. In a follow-up post, the Army referred to troops with, quote, gender dysphoria, saying they would be treated with dignity and respect. The action follows the executive order signed by President Trump directing the Pentagon to determine a policy for transgender service members within 30 days.
Mudslides are the latest problem residents of Southern California's hillsides are dealing with now. CBS Los Angeles reporter Kara Finstrom is in Sierra Madre.
We are in the area of Mary's Market here, and a debris flow just barreled through these narrow streets. One of the homeowners said he heard a rumble right before it overflowed and mud poured down.
City leaders are now assessing the damage. It is unclear how many homes and cars were damaged. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky spent Valentine's Day in court awaiting the verdict in his assault trial. And there were fireworks.
Stop it!
Rocky's defense attorney and the prosecutors got into a shouting match as lawyers clashed during those closing arguments. His fate is now in the hands of the jury. They will begin discussing his two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm coming up on Tuesday. He is facing up to 24 years in prison. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue with flurries and snow showers and an inch or two of accumulation with a high in the upper 20s. Still some flurries and snow showers tonight, cloudy and a low near 10, gradually clearing for tomorrow but colder, high upper teens. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28 through 30 at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, three seminar previews and a peek at the Milwaukee Sports Show. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Huppie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit huppie.com. And all 11 offices of Huppie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he and the USA Ice team are competing in the Ice Fishing World Championship with teams from all over Europe. We'll have a complete report on that event next week. And speaking of ice fishing, there's another ice fishing tournament going on this weekend in La Crosse. It's put on by an organization whose initials are WIFA. Joining me now is Brad Gumto. He is a board member of WIFA and the coach of the Ashland Oerdockers ice fishing team. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about WIFA.
WIFA is the Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association. We host tournaments, high school tournaments, around the state. We've got about 100 high school teams in our program, and this coming Saturday is our state tournament in La Crosse.
All right. Now, a lot of people will be hearing this Saturday morning, so tell us about this tournament.
The state tournament is kind of the pinnacle of the WIFA and our program. This Saturday in La Crosse at the La Crosse Center, we'll be having a weigh-in. Teams will be out on the ice all day Saturday. They have 25 fish to catch. They've got 5 bass, 5 northern, 5 bluegill, 5 crappie, and 5 perch. Teams will be competing. We have close to 90 teams competing this Saturday.
Fantastic. Is this event open to spectators? It's on the ice, so it's kind of tricky, but can people watch what's going on?
Yes, if you go on studentfishing.com, that's the WIFA website, you can see the areas that are open to fishing. I'm sure all the boat launches will be packed with students the morning of. Teams can enter the ice at 6:30 and fishing starts at 7. I'm sure if you're in the La Crosse area and you are anywhere near the river, you will see plenty of ice fishing teams.
Okay,
and buzzing around.
Okay, and now how many students on a team?
You can have up to 12 students per team. Some teams have less, but the maximum is 12.
And each team can weigh 5 fish of each species. How does that work?
So we utilize the Fish Donkey app. So teams have to take a photo of the fish on a measuring board, and then also a picture of the student holding the fish. Once those pictures are taken, they upload the photo into the Fish Donkey app, and it records the biggest fish for each species.
And can people follow this tournament online as well?
We will be posting, the WIFA will be posting on our Facebook page and our website following the tournament. You cannot spectate live just with the format we have it in.
Okay. And what is the Facebook page?
WIFA, or Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association, is the Facebook page.
Okay. And your website, you mentioned it already, studentfishing.com. Is that right?
That's correct. Pretty simple. Studentfishing.com brings you to the WIFA website.
Wonderful. Now, how have the Oerdockers been doing this year?
We've been doing really well. This is my first year coaching for Ashland. I've previously coached down in Neenah. And this year, we've been doing well. We took third place at our regional event in Wausau. That got us into the state tournament. So we're real excited to compete with all the other teams at the state tournament.
Okay. Well, as a former Ashland resident, I can say go Dockers and not be. I'll show my hand right here. I hope you guys do well in the tournament.
Well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. We've got snow now and probably through the weekend, so you'll have another challenge, not just ice and the fish, but you'll have snow to contend with, too.
a little bit of everything. We're looking forward to an in-person state tournament this year with good ice conditions.
All right. And I'm familiar with the Fish Donkey app. I have fished a tournament using that app. It's really a cool way to do it. And that way you can release the fish right away and you do it all with photos.
Yes, it's really nice, and being able to release all the fish we catch is a bonus.
All right. Well, good luck to you and the RDocker team and to all the student teams. And folks, if you want to participate as a spectator, again, how can people participate as spectators?
If you go to the studentfishing.com, we have a list of open areas and boat launches that teams can access from. Seeing the students from a boat launch would probably be the best bet, unless you're out on the ice in lacrosse.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. In September, I'll be hosting another trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. The dates are September 12th through the 16th, and we're limited to just 20 people in all. So if you're interested, don't delay. Visit blackisland.com. Pull down the Trips tab and look for my name. You can call the phone number listed there for more information, but I hope you can join me. Again, that's blackisland.com. Well, coming up, Larry Smith previews his seminar on breaking down big waters coming to the Wisconsin Fishing Expo next weekend at the Alliant Energy Center. Milwaukee Sports Show director Steve Buzza shares highlights of the 84th annual sports show March 7th through 9th at State Fair Park. And John O'Brien previews his food plot seminar at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo at Kalahari Resort in the Dells at the end of March. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Squirrel perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is coming up March 28th through the 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can learn all about the expo and get advance tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmensExpo.com. It's a long website, OpenSeasonSportsmensExpo.com. And joining us now is wildlife nutrition expert John O'Brien. He's the owner of Grandpa Ray Outdoors, and his website is GrandpaRayOutdoors.com. Well, John, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network. We haven't talked in a while.
No, I appreciate it, Dan, and it's been a couple of years, I believe.
Yeah. Now, you're speaking at this year's Open Season Expo, and your topic, as I understand it, is overlooked tips on fall brassica plots.
Yeah, and kind of why we picked that topic is because I released my fourth book right before Christmas, titled The Book of Brassicas. A lot of the things I cover in my book will be covered at that seminar.
Oh, great. Well, let's start with the basics for people who don't even know what we're talking about. What are brassicas?
Brassicas are probably one of the most planted forages for food plotters. Brassicas, for example, what the people aren't quite as familiar with a brassica is, if I mention something like kale, most people have probably eaten kale or tried to eat kale and don't like kale. Kale is one of the most popular brassicas. Turnips, which a lot of people have probably heard about, are a common brassica. Radishes, or more specifically, daikon radishes, are another type of brassica. I'll be discussing not just those three things I've just brought up, but other brassica-type crops, other brassica options.
I eat a lot of all three of those, and deer do too. I know that because we have a garden full, and we've got to exclude the deer. What is it about brassicas that is attractive to deer?
Yeah, so at the time of year when most people are out there wanting to be hunting, bow hunting, gun hunting, that's when your brassicas tend to thrive. They tend to like a little bit cooler climate. Their window of attraction is moderately short. And again, you might hear it talked about a lot where people say, well, brassicas need a cold snap or a frost to help sweeten them. And yeah, that is a little bit true, but there's, you know, a lot of other factors come into play. And so brassicas, you know, are relatively easy to plant. Most people can plant them. They're thriving during that September through November window, which is when most people are wanting to, you know, dial those deer in, whether you be bow hunting or gun hunting.
Yeah. And what is it about them that people misunderstand? You say they're the most misunderstood.
Right. Next to nobody fertilizes them, right? And so that's part of the equation I just touched on a little bit earlier is so many people say, well, the deer won't eat brassicas until it gets cold. Well, you know, I'll be covering a lot of different aspects. You know, genetics, you know, makes a difference. There's a lot of newer brassicas because the genetics are sweeter than your, you know, things like you mentioned before, like turnips, mm-hmm. you know, for example.
Sure.
A lot of brassicas are more drought tolerant that are released now. There's some that are more cold tolerant. And as far as the misunderstood, yeah, I mean, you don't necessarily need to have a frost to sweeten them if you are planting different varieties, which we'll cover some of that. But then also when it comes to fertilization, I mean, hardly anybody is doing anything beyond the typical, you know, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium for your fertilizers to apply in your brassica plots. Yeah, those three elements are really important, but there's other ones that are really essential as well, especially if you're trying to plant brassicas, you know, year after year in that same area.
So not just NPK fertilizer then?
No, and, you know, for example, sulfur. You know, we've talked about it for a good number of years, and sulfur is almost as important, if not more important, for brassicas, you know, than even your N, P, and K. And some of the why behind it, you know, I'll talk about in the seminar. You know, and another micronutrient that's hardly anybody ever uses is boron. And I'll discuss the why about that, you know, during the seminar as well. Most food plotters, you know, aren't just using the right blends. They're also forgetting some other essential nutrients, you know, that you just don't get out of your standard common fertilizers that you'd find at the agronomy center or hardware store.
Now, are those nutrients, in particular sulfur and boron and maybe some others, are they incorporated in your brassica mix or do people have to buy them separately? How does that work?
Right. I don't sell any food plot mixes that have any dry fertilizers there because of regulations and things like that. Those are things they'd have to supplement. A lot of my customers are on a liquid program, and we'll kind of touch on that a little bit during my seminar. But the liquid program, the liquid products I sell have all the NPK micronutrients and some of the items that we mentioned. But as far as if you're looking to buy a dry fertilizer from your local, you know, co-op or hardware store, like I said, most of the time, you know, people are just applying, you know, a triple 18 or a triple 15, which contains just nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. You rarely will see any sulfur or any of the micronutrients like zinc, manganese, copper, cobalt, et cetera, on the typical fertilizers that the average common food potter is buying.
And why are those other minerals so critical?
Yeah, and that's one thing that, you know, we'll cover a little bit during this seminar, and time probably won't allow to get into each of those, but I'll give you one example in the form of sulfur. As we cleaned up the power plants, and you're probably pretty aware, you know, a lot of the different, you know, older school power plants that were in the state of Wisconsin, some of those have been shut down, and others that even if they're still in operation, you know, we've really cleaned up the emissions given off.
Yep.
You know, and many years ago, you heard the term acid rain.
Yeah.
Which was actually really bad term. I mean, it's actually the opposite. It's actually some really bad information. Sulfur downwind, especially, you know, from these power plants, you know, was depositing, like I said, depositing sulfur, which benefited, you know, farmers and the average food plotter. Now, in the last, you know, two or three decades of cleaning up our power plants, we really don't see much sulfur redeposited naturally from our power plants, which is why almost every food plotter now is deficient in sulfur, because almost every food plotter is not applying or reapplying sulfur over your plots or over your fields.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Most people don't.
Yeah, and so it's not just as simple as tilling up the soil and putting the seeds in and getting some water on there and hoping for the best.
Right. There's a lot of hope and dreams and prayers that are being said, but you know, for those that want to get more into the science, you know, very few people are farmers. You know, they're planting food plotters, and so they're just not educated on some of these little basic concepts. And that's where my career and, you know, me being in the wildlife industry, and whenever I do seminars, you know, I try to talk about all these things that are really, really important, even if they're just not covered very often, or maybe they're just misunderstood.
Yeah, got it. Okay. And this is primarily a fall food plot situation, right? That's what I hear people say when they're talking about what time of year to plant various crops.
Right. So, for example, brassicas are typically fall planted. But since you brought it up, that is one little area that I'm going to be talking about, that there is different brassicas, especially some of the newer genetic ones, that you can plant earlier in the season. They do come with a few, you know, some forethought, a few challenges, but for the most part, you know, as an industry as a whole, you know, most people are planting your fall brassica type plots, you know, after August 1st, yep. Try to get them planted by, you know, early September in Wisconsin, but there is exceptions to that rule, and I will briefly cover that as well, you know, during my seminar.
All right. Will you have copies of your book there?
Yeah, actually, my book, and all my books, because the Book of Brassicas was my fourth book I've written, so I always do have each of my books at the booth and at the seminar, and then you'll have extra copies of the Book of Brassica, being that it was just recently released.
Fantastic. Well, John, thanks so much for that preview of your seminar. A lot going on with something as simple as brassica food plots. It's not as simple as we might think.
Nothing ever is. It's just a matter of it. You know, we can make it as complicated or as simple as we can handle. And I'll try to cover at the seminar just more of the basics, you know, but yet again, we can get even in more detail than what we're going to be able to cover at the show.
All right. Fantastic. Well, John, I hope you have a great show, and I appreciate you spending time with us today and sharing a little bit of info about brassicas.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dan. Nice talking.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Well, folks, that was John O'Brien, owner of Grandpa Ray Outdoors. His website, again, grandparayoutdoors.com. He'll be talking about brassicas at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo coming up March 28th through the 30th. He'll have a booth there as well, and that's at the Kalahari Resort. And you can learn more at OpenSeasonSportsman'sExpo.com. outdoorsradio.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Wisconsin Fishing Expo returns to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison next weekend, February 21st through the 23rd, and details are available online at wifishingexpo.com. And joining me now is a well-known fishing guide and broadcaster, Larry Smith. His TV show, Larry Smith Outdoors, airs on Sportsman Channel, Wired to Fish, FanDuel Sports Network North, and Channel 18 in the Milwaukee area. And you can also watch it on his website, which is LarrySmithOutdoors.com. For open water and ice fishing, Larry's your guy for everything from walleyes, pike, and muskies to crappies and bluegills and perch and everything in between. If there is anything in between, he fishes throughout the state and he joins us right now from the ice somewhere on Lake Winnebago. Well, Larry, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me on. You know, this time of year, there's so much going on, and I'm really looking forward to the Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison there. It's no doubt one of our number one shows that we have in the state here, and there's so many great vendors, so many great speakers there. It's a great event to bring your family and your friends out and enjoy that weekend.
It certainly is a great event. You and I have been there many, many times over the years, and you are speaking on Sunday, the 23rd at 2 p.m., and your topic is breaking down big water for multiple species. I assume the big water means Winnebago, Green Bay, and probably some others as well.
You know, that's one thing that I kind of specialize in. I don't fish a lot of small water anymore. Most everything I fish is definitely big water. Of course, I'm out on Lake Winnebago right now. We've been guiding out here full-time for over 34 years, and I'll tell you, this year is some of the best ice that I have seen in a long time out here. You know, there's a lot of reports of people falling through, but, you know, Dan, it's one of the kind of things where about 90% of the vehicles that go through on this lake go through on cracks.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the things, if the guys can just stop driving over the cracks, there'd be a lot less vehicles going through. But, you know, on a positive note, our fishing has been really good this year. We have a great population of perch, walleyes, crappies, white bass. Lake Winnebago is definitely in its prime right now. And for those who want to get out and do some great ice fishing, Winnebago is definitely a place where you might want to make it your next destination.
Yeah, you know, I have not ice fished Winnebago in probably a decade, but I got out for perch a few times the last couple of years on open water. Years ago, I used to fish off of Oshkosh, and boy, there were some times when we really got into big white bass and some nice perch.
Yeah, like I said, this system right now, it's in its prime. And, you know, everything cycles, and our cycle right now for most species is on an incline, or on an upcline, I should say, and it's really been some good fishing. You know, again, we're having a great winter, got good conditions out here, we've got some snow finally on the ice, and it's perfect. The lake is about as smooth as I've seen it in probably 10, 12 years as far as being able to drive and pull our permanent shacks all around. And it's just been, yeah, definitely a blessing this year, too. After last year being the shortest season that we've seen in our history of guiding, we're hoping this year that we can probably make it into March and get into some of that late ice fish being out on here on the system.
Yeah, well, I hope you're able to do that. Now, what are you targeting today?
Today we're after walleyes and perch. The key to our guiding's always been the movability, and that's why we run a lot of permanent shacks out here. The guys can just stay right in the shacks. We hook them up and pull them. You know, obviously now we've got anywhere from 18 to 22 inches of ice, so we've got our Lake Suburbans out here, and just pulling everything around with the trucks. That's kind of nice. It's been a few years since these vehicles have actually been on the lake because we just haven't had the great conditions. And, you know, that's one of the things as a guide, especially on this system, is that you have to have a lot of different vehicles. Being really diverse is a key thing to be able to get your maximum time out on this body of water. So it can go from anywhere from taking people out on snowmobiles. I've got a scratcher boat, got side-by-sides, four-wheelers, an airboat, a track truck, and lots of Suburbans. It's one of them kind of things where you got to be ready for any kind of different conditions that Mother Nature is going to throw at you.
Yeah, and, you know, for most people, moving when you're on the ice is a challenge, but you make it like getting in a boat or being in a boat and just moving to the next spot. And that's one of the topics of your seminar, right?
Yeah, being versatile, that's a key to pretty much any kind of fishing, is adapt to what's going on around you and to be able to make the moves. You know, as a kid growing up, my dad was always under the philosophy that he had about three or four spots, and if they weren't biting there, they weren't biting anywhere. And I'm kind of the opposite of that. You know, after fishing tournaments for years and never ever fished a tournament where there wasn't guys that brought in decent bags of fish. So I always tell my clients, they're biting every day, they're biting somewhere. It's just some days I'm there and some days I'm not. To have that mindset to keep things moving, every time you move, it really refreshes the clients too, because it's a new hope. And it is so true. The guiding part for me, I always say there's a lot of people that are better fishermen than I am, but the guiding part I got dialed in pretty darn good. I think one of the main things to becoming a good guide and a full-time guide and to be able to make a living on it is you really have to be a people's person, you know, and your business needs to be built on repeat clientele. It's pretty hard to run a full-time guiding business, winter fishing, ice fishing, or open water. Again, that repeat clientele is everything. You know, even with the TV show now, and I farm still too, you know, I'm still guiding probably 240 to 260 days a year besides all the other traveling I'm doing. The guiding part, I always said I thought I was going to give it up when I started the TV show, but you know, it's my favorite thing to do. I love fishing with different people all the time, and so many of these people have become good friends too. So the guiding is definitely my passion.
Well, fantastic. Now, without giving away your whole seminar, let's just look at a couple of things. When do you decide, or how do you decide to switch species, let alone move?
A lot of it has to do with water temperature. That's a real key thing, especially in the spring when you start thinking about all the different conditions you run across. The water temperature really can predict what you want to fish for. You know, we fish a lot of walleyes, obviously, on the bay, but the pike fishing can really be good, too. Consistency in water temperature is absolutely huge when it comes to catching big pike, especially in the spring like that. So just really the conditions more than anything really dictate as far as what we're going to fish and where we're going to fish.
Okay. How about one more key point from your seminar and then we'll wrap it up?
The part that I love about doing seminars, I always like to have people ask questions. You know, I've been doing this full time for 34 years and on every day I learn something new still about fishing. And I think that that's the part I love about going to a seminars. I certainly don't know it all, but I know quite a bit. And it is amazing how many things I've learned from people that have come to my seminars, start talking about their experiences and to be able to share that too. So again, I think, you know, just like anything in life, if you want to really be good at something, a lot of times listening to other people can definitely be a key to learning, you know, and having that mentality that you don't know it all, which is so true when it comes to the outdoors because things change so much and there's just so much there, really keeps me intrigued. As a person that's still severely ADHD, it's, you know, I need to be challenged yeah. all the time. And that's what I love about this sport.
I hear you, Larry. Well, And I agree with you about seminars. I did two seminars at a very small expo, the Country Visions Cooperative Expo in Manitowoc last Saturday. And I had questions that I'd never heard before. You know, people keep you thinking. Folks, Larry's seminar, Breaking Down Big Water for Multiple Species. You've just got a taste of it here. But next Sunday, February 23rd at 2 p.m. at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, he'll go into a lot more detail. Larry, thanks so much for joining us. And good luck on the ice the rest of the winter. And hope you have a great turnout for your seminar.
Appreciate that, Dan. It's always good talking with you. And looking forward to seeing you.
All right, folks. Larry Smith, you'll find him at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo next Sunday. You can learn more about him and his guide service and his TV show at LarrySmithOutdoors.com. And to learn more about the Fishing Expo, go to WIFishingExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Bushlight Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tecticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Let's fish! Explore over 350 booths, over 20 seminars, and a dozen boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo February 21st through the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Acme, and Mag's Rods.
Had enough of winter? Got muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo February 14 through 16 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MuskieExpo.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. More hostages have been freed. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hamas gunmen paraded three hostages before a crowd in Gaza, but the men appeared to be in good condition, unlike the emaciated hostages released a week ago.
In Munich, Germany, Ukrainian President Zelensky said it's time for European nations to create a joint military in defense against those who threaten their mutual security.
We need confidence in our own strength so that others have no choice but to respect Europe's power. And without a European army, that is impossible.
The DOJ wants the corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams dropped. There's speculation Adams agreed to work with the Trump administration on its mass deportation plan to get the case dropped, but the president said,
"Well, I don't know about it. I mean, obviously, I'm not involved in that."
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue with flurries and snow showers and an inch or two of accumulation with a high in the upper 20s. Still some flurries and snow showers tonight, cloudy and a low near 10, gradually clearing for tomorrow but colder, high upper teens. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear Glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Sports Show is returning to the Wisconsin Expo Center at State Fair Park March 7 through 9. You can get more information and advance tickets now at jssportsshow.com. Joining me now to talk about this year's sports show is show producer Steve Buzza. Steve, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Dan, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you give me and the support you give the show. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a great show. I've been involved with it for 40 years, which is long enough, I guess, but to have an idea of what's going on. But how is this year's show shaping up?
Dan, we're excited. A couple things for some of the longtime participants I'd just like to bring out is we're reducing it to 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this year, for a variety of reasons. But we love the talent and the presenters we have this year. People such as Mark Zona, Christy Fisher, Vitaly, your own Pete Maina. So we're very excited about those. And we're doing a really neat promotion with Mark Zona, Dan. We are giving away at the show a two-day fishing trip with Mark Zona at Lake St. Clair. So you'll get to go fishing in Mark's boat. You'll get to hang out with Mark. And Mark, will, as his words, not mine, we're going to catch a lot of smallies.
Oh, nice, nice. Now, I'm not eligible for that, am I, as a presenter?
No, you are not, Dan. I have to exclude
even though my name
that,
is,
so sorry.
Even though my name is Small and he's going to catch smallies, we can't make that work somehow?
Nah, I wish I could, Dan, because you're such a nice guy, but I can't do it.
I'm just teasing, you know that. So
I know you are.
All right, so that's going to be a great prize for somebody. And talk about the seminars that people will be doing. What do we know?
Really neat on Saturday. Any anglers would know Christy Fisher. She just won her tournament last weekend. She's teaming up with Pete Maina at the Hog Trough, sponsored by Mercury Marines. Christy's going to talk about smallies. And Pete's going to talk about, you know, his muskies. So it's a neat little combination seminar / presentation that we're having. I have some of the people that have been there in the past and happy to have them back. And of course, what you experienced last year, we're inducting two fine gentlemen into the Hall of Fame on Saturday at the Hog Trough at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And one of them is my good friend, Daryl Christensen, who is a longtime guide here in Wisconsin. And I've known him for, gosh, probably 40 years, more than 40 years, maybe going on 50. Yeah. Long time. Yeah. Well deserved. I'm glad he's going to be inducted this year. And yeah. You have a main stage as always. What's going on there?
Yeah. You know, Dan, you don't mess with tradition, right? The Lumberjacks are coming back and the Lumberjacks will be performing 2-3 times a day at the Lumberjack stage. And then what's really taken a lot of steam the past couple of years, and we're excited really to take it to the next level this year. And that's the fastest retriever contest.
Yes.
That we do at that stage. We saw it really ramp up at the end of the year. We made some improvements going into this year. We have an electronic timer, so we'll get real time. And then, of course, Dan, at the Usinger's cooking stage is, the all-time favorite, Mad Dog and Merle. So really nice lineup on all three stages.
Yeah, great. And I know my good friend and your good friend, Lauren Voss, the Wisconsin Turkey Commander, is going to be there this year, as he has been now for the last decade, more or less, with me.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Turkey Commander's soft spot in my heart. He's been very supportive, such as you at the show, and I always have time and room for the Turkey Commander.
Yes, I know, and he enjoys that, and people like him. He's been around for a long time doing this, and I don't know anybody who's better versed in turkey hunting than Lauren is, so that'll be fun again to have him there. And now there are other features as well, especially for kids. What have you got for kids?
Yeah, you know, with a lot of your support, we have a lot of great kids' activities. We're going to do a scavenger hunt for kids that they're going to go to some places such as One Stop is we call it Dan Small Land. and they're going to get a stamp on a small map. And, you know, it's not school. You know, we ask you to make the stops. And then when you go to the information booth to turn it in, we're going to hand you a little prize. But the neat thing is, at the end of the show on Sunday, we're going to pull one winner, and they're going to win a really nice 4-hour, 4-person charter to go fishing.
Ooh.
It's a nice prize. We're excited to have it. It's important to keep the younger generation funneled into this wonderful outdoor activities, you know, with everything else going on in the world. And along with that, we have reduced rates for youth and younger than that. So they're welcome and we want them to come, and we try to have enough activities besides the trout pond or the rock climbing wall or things of that nature for kids, but a lot of stuff to do there.
Yeah, Jim brings that trout pond from somewhere in Tennessee, I think, is where he is, or North Carolina. I always forget.
Well, he comes from both parts because obviously he travels around, but it is such a mainstay at the show. I think years from now, it'll still be at the show. It's a really neat activation and feature. And for those of you that are listening to Dan's show and have never been there, please come by at least just to see the trout pond.
Yeah.
It's a fun experience for kids of all ages. And also, I want you to come and say hello to Dan Small, too.
I'll be there all 3 days, of course. And, you know, you mentioned the trout pond many, many years ago when it was just the Milwaukee Sentinel Sports Show. We had a media day the day before the show and a fishing contest where we got to fish the trout pond, and I teamed up with Don Johnson, who was the Sentinel Outdoors writer at the time, the job that Paul Smith now has with the Combined Papers, and guess who won the tournament?
Let me tell you, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't think there were any gold medals at that time, but we had a great time. And
I will tell you, we dug through some really old historic pictures we found.
Okay.
We found some really neat pictures. I'm excited to share them with you. But we found a really neat picture at the trout pond as Bob Dole, senator, who was running for presidency, was visiting the show and fishing at trout pond.
Yeah. I wonder how he did in the trout pond. I hope he did better than in the election.
Yes, sir. But it was a neat picture to see, needless.
Absolutely. If you dig deep enough, you'll find some photos of a wrestling bear.
I saw that, yeah.
Cool. Well, no bears at this year's show, I don't think.
No.
Okay. But
I will tell you one other thing, Dan, that's new, that's going to be exciting for guests, first timers and people that make it a tradition and come every year. I teamed up with a really neat company, and they are doing some phenomenal chainsaw wood carvings for the front entrances of both. One's a wolf with its baby cub, and the other's an American eagle with a fish in its claws. no joking aside, the structures are 7 feet tall.
Oh, my.
And they're fascinating, and they'll really be eye-catching for people that come to the show. Excited to have them.
Fantastic. You're not going to raffle those off, are you?
No, but they are going to be for sale.
Really?
I'd like to buy them.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I purchased them, but we're not here to make money off of those. So the gentleman that created them, I'm letting him set the price for them, and I'd be more willing to sell them to somebody if they're interested in them. They're very beautiful. I can't wait to show them off.
Cool. I can't wait to see them. All right. And you've got the special for veterans as well, right?
Oh, yes. Always and forever, as long as I'm producing the show. The veterans and military will always get in for free.
Fantastic.
It's not only my give back to Milwaukee and the citizens of Milwaukee. I just think it's the right thing to do, Dan.
Fantastic. Well, I am looking forward to the show. I will be there, as you know, with bells on, as we used to say. And okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait to see you, Dan. And I started out by saying this, so that the show cannot thank you enough for its support you've given it over the years. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's been great for me because Milwaukee is my audience, my biggest radio station. And when the TV show was new every week, you know, Milwaukee is our biggest audience there, too. So it's been a pleasure for me. Well, we will see you in less than a month, and we'll be talking with some people who will be at the show in the coming week. So folks will learn more about what's coming up to the 84th Milwaukee Sports Show. Thanks, Steve.
Dan, thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome. Steve Buzza is the director of the Milwaukee Sports Show, coming to the Expo Center at State Fair Park March 7 through 9. The website to learn more and to get advanced tickets is JS Sports Show. A lot of S's in there, four of them, jssportsshow.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Let's fish. Explore over 350 booths, over 20 seminars, and a dozen boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo February 21st to the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Acme, and Mag's Rods.
Get ready for the season at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 28th to 30th. You'll find all the hunting products and top-notch gear at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from our industry experts. Even trick shooting with Byron Ferguson. Plus, see Twiggy the Water Skiing's Bro perform live. Get your discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Prices increase March 27th. Be sure to check out Tacticam, official cell cam of the Expo.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Let's fish. Explore over 350 booths, over 20 seminars, and a dozen boat dealers at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo February 21st through the 23rd at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores. Kids' activities include the trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Free giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com for details. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Acme, and Mag's Rods.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have huge heated showrooms stocked with boats and pontoons ready to sell, including some leftover 2024 models. Plus, the Crestliner rebates are still going on, so check them out. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 28th through 30th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, you can watch that on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed anything we mentioned on this week's show, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, where you can subscribe to our podcast and download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. You can find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff. Find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Lauren Voss's turkey hunting seminar coming up next Saturday, February 22nd, has been moved. It's now going to be at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds Expo Center, where the Wisconsin S3DA Archery State Championship is being held. Lauren will offer two seminars, one at 9:45 and one at 12:15. Regular listeners know that Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, Westby, La Crosse, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. Did I leave any out? I don't know.
No, I think you got them all.
Yeah, okay. Is a regular sponsor of our show, and Dr. Allie Anderson is a regular guest, and she's on with me now. And Dr. Allie, you've got a special event coming up next week, but before we get to that, I was telling you that my car broke down in Minnesota about an hour and a half from home, and I sat for 2 hours in the cold. Fortunately, I had warm boots to pull on, but we have to be prepared for winter driving, and you're on top of that, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I grew up in Minnesota, 5 hours north of here, and ever since we started driving, my mom had a tote for us, blankets, boots, you know, everything that we would need, warm mittens and some sort of food, snacks, and water's hard because it freezes, but that's why you always keep a water bottle with you wherever you go. You never know.
Absolutely. And so prevention is important, and having a kit like that, you know, when I lived up in Bayfield and Ashland counties, we always traveled with a snow shovel in the car and sleeping bag or, you know, heavy deer hunting bibs or something like that. And your symposium coming up is, in a way, it's related, isn't it? It's prevention and preparation.
Yeah, you got that right. Hearing healthcare is really preventative care, and our upcoming event talks about what hearing loss is, the symptoms that patients experience, so hearing loss, tinnitus, and even memory issues. We talk about how brain health and hearing health go hand in hand, but also we talk about how we can treat it as well. So it's a really wonderful event. It's a free community event at the Tundra Lodge in Green Bay. If you have more details, you have the number actually for me, Dan.
That's right. That number is 608-292-4916. And this event is coming up real soon.
Thursday, February 20th at 10 a.m. Check-in is at 9:30.
Okay. And how long does it run usually?
Typically about 45 minutes, depends on the questions that everyone is asking, but it takes about 45 minutes to go through.
Okay. And again, what are you going to cover?
We're going to cover hearing loss, tinnitus, how it connects to our brain health, so cognitive decline and dementia, as well as a medical treatment to help with that prevention piece. So reducing that risk of cognitive decline, improving social communication, and really our overall quality of life, and decreasing our risk of falling as well. So yeah, it's a really great event.
Yeah, it certainly is. It is free. I have been to one, and I will get to another one. Not this one next week, but I'm sure I will get to another one maybe when you come over to La Crosse again.
I'd love that. Yeah, that's coming up in April.
Oh, so really? Okay.
That'll be the next one.
All right. Very good. All right, Dr. Allie, we'll let you go, but thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on this event. And what do you call this event again?
It's our free educational event, our hearing healthcare seminar.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Dr. Allie. I hope you have a great turnout, and we will talk again soon.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Dan.
You're quite welcome, folks. That was Dr. Allie Anderson, a regular guest on our show. And again, that number to sign up for this free hearing healthcare seminar at the Tundra Lodge on Thursday, February 20th, that's next week, at 10 a.m., and they'd like you to be there at 9:30, and you can pre-register. You should pre-register so they know who's coming. That number, again, 608-292-4916, and you can learn more at profhearingcare.com. And don't forget, in September, I'll be hosting another trip to Ballard's Black Island Resort on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods.
The dates are the 12th through the 16th, and we're limited to just 20 people in all. So if this is something you'd like to do, if it's on your bucket list, visit blackisland.com, pull down the trips tab, and look for my name. You can call the phone number there for more information if you like. I hope you can join me. It's a lot of fun. We've been there now 4 times. This will be my 5th trip. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back next.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Crowds cheered in Ramallah as Palestinian prisoners arrived after being freed by Israeli forces in exchange for another hostage release today. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hamas militants wearing masks and brandishing assault rifles paraded 3 Israeli hostages in Gaza and told them to address the crowd. They appeared to be in good condition as they were handed over to the Red Cross. All 3 hostages, including American-Israeli Sagi Dekel Chen, were kidnapped from a kibbutz on October 7th.
Ukrainian President Zelensky told a security conference in Germany that Europe needs to build a common army.
No decisions about Ukraine without Ukraine. No decisions about Europe without Europe.
He said we need confidence in our own strength so that other people respond.